Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. You know that we've been watching the Mozambican elections for some time now, and 2 months in, there still is no declaration of who the certified winner is. That has not happened. And of course, there are tensions in Mozambique, as you know, affecting our borders, Lubombo border, as you know it. So we just wanted to get a sense of how things are at the moment within Mozambique. And on the line with us is Democracy and Human Rights Officer at the Center for Democracy in Mozambique. His name is Andrea Mulungo. Thank you very much, Mr. Mulungo, for your time. Good evening and welcome to Point of View.
Good evening and thank you for the opportunity to be here and share with you and with your audience what is going on here in Mozambique after the election that we held on 9th October,
yes,
2024.
And to that point exactly, it's been 2 months now, no certified results yet. Tell us what it's been like since then.
It's normal. Normally, we have now what's going on is that we are waiting for the Constitutional Council to validate and to proclamate the result that they have been announced by the National Election Commission on 24th October. Normally, as I said before, a Constitutional Council validated the result on 15 December. So this year, we are the things looks stranger because we have demonstrations because the opposition, especially Venancio Mondlane, the presidential candidate, and the Podemos, the part that supported Venancio Mondlane, are saying that they won the election, that they don't agree with the result that have been announced on 24 October. So this is why it seems that the Constitutional Council is taking much time, but it's normal. All the years that we have election, normally Constitutional Council, they announce the results at 15 December.
Okay. The concern then would be, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that Venancio Mondlane is saying, well, he will cancel Christmas for the leadership if things are not resolved by then. What do you think he means by that?
This is part of the protest. As you know, Mozambique have demonstration since 21st October. The demonstration has been called by Venancio Mondlane. As you said, he don't agree with the result. Venancio Mondlane says he and Podemos say that he won the election. So since 21st October, we have a demonstration. And the things are not changing. So Venancio Mondlane is saying, this year we don't have Christmas because we have to continue demonstrating as a way that he found to pressure the authorities, especially Frelimo ruling party. I'm saying Frelimo ruling party because the Frelimo ruling party is controlling everything and everywhere and everyone. I mean, is controlling everything and everyone here in Mozambique. Here we have what we call state capture. So Frelimo ruling party captured the institution and controlled the resource. So through this, Frelimo is continuing in power, not obeying the democratic manner. So saying that we don't have Christmas this year is a way of protest, some of the way of protest against the fraudulent elections that we have on 9th October.
their reports, and obviously these are subjective, but reports that Rwanda soldiers have been seen there sort of interfering, that there is a third hand at play here. Give us a sense of what you make of those reports and whether you agree or not.
I can't prove, but we have videos around with Mozambique, with demonstrators, with the soldiers that they say that are Rwandans. It can be possible because our president, Philippe Nyusi, is a partnership with Paul Kagame, president of Rwanda. As you know, Rwanda is the one that is helping us fighting against terrorists. We had also SADC here, call it Sami mission, but this mission left Mozambique, and we don't know why exactly they left Mozambique. And the Rwanda is still here, and we don't know. It is a mission without transparency here in Mozambique. We don't have all the elements that justify the presence of Rwandans here. So because of this relationship, because of this partnership, not exactly between the state, but between President Nyusi and President Kagame. It's not a relation between states. The sense that we have in Mozambique that is a relation between both President Nyusi and President Kagame. And it can be possible, considering the relation between President Kagame and President Nyusi. I can't prove if we have here, but we have Rwandans here in Mozambique.
And what does that then mean for the change that many citizens are calling for?
Sorry, I didn't say.
What does that mean then? You know, because obviously with this, I suppose, as you are saying, you know, you can't prove it. But what does that then mean for change that the public is asking for with this Rwandan hand at play?
If I understood, you want to know.
Will it be easy for change to come about? Yes. If you have your suspicions that Rwanda is likely, obviously, to support Frelimo.
Yes.
Mm.
But not exactly Frelimo, because even in Frelimo ruling party, we have people that are not that don't agree with this relationship. That's the reason why I'm saying that this relationship seems to be a relation between both. Even in Frelimo ruling party, we have people asking why President Nyusi is in this relationship. For instance, we don't have Samim here because what we hear is that we don't have money to fund the mission in Mozambique. So the question is, where comes the money to fund the presence of Rwandans? Who is paying Rwandans? Rwandans force here in Mozambique, and what are the advantages of Rwandans to be here? So this relationship seems to be a relationship between President Nyusi and President Kagame. So if I understood is that what we understand here is that the Frelimo ruling party and also President Nyusi that is going to leave the office next year, exactly on 50 January, they want to continue in power. So they are using the state force, the Hamed force, to maintain in power. And the sense that we have is that our forces are not enough to do this job, mm-hmm. and also. They don't agree with the order of Frelimo ruling party to kill people. So President Nyusi maybe is calling those Rwandans in order to help him and some setters of Frelimo ruling party for their purpose, for their objectives.
You said this is normal. That is a surprise to us. What do you think, you know, will happen? When do you think things will settle down? And have the riots been, I don't know, better handled now than in the beginning?
As I said, now we are waiting for the results of Constitutional Council.
Yes.
And now the demonstrations are increasing day after day. As you know, the main border with South Africa is closed. It's not
yes.
functioning.
Yes.
And we hear that the Lebombo border also has been closed by
yes.
South African authorities.
Mm-hmm.
It shows it gives a picture of the dimension of the protest,
mm.
and the day that the council will come and say or will come and validate the result, or validate the result means that saying that Frelimo Ronald Party and Daniel Chapo won the election. So if they declare Frelimo Ronald Party and the Daniel Chap is the winners of the election,
mm-hmm.
what we see and what we feel is that the demonstration will increase and increase.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see here in the roads and what we hear from the demonstrators, it suggests that we have the ingredients, we have elements reunited for a civil war.
Mm.
Because now that we don't have the validation of the election, we have this dimension of protest. After the validations, of the election, we believe that we feel according to what we see and what we hear. The president of Podemos, called Frugilha, he said that they want what they call the electoral justice. And they also, Venancio Mondlane is saying that what they want is a electoral justice. And Venancio Mondlane is declaring himself the fifth president of Mozambique. And he is saying that on 5th January, he's going to get the post of being the elected president of Mozambique. So when we join those elements, we see that we have the ingredients of a civil war. The situation now in Mozambique is not good, but the day that the Constitutional Council is going to validate that result that are being contested, unfortunately, what we see is that the ingredients of a civil war are now reunited. And we are concerned as a civil society organization that works with democracy and human rights with a scenario of civil war, because the crisis that we have now is a political crisis, but also is a human rights crisis, is going to increase. Now that we have this dimension of protest, police have killed more than 100 citizens during those protests. We have 100 citizens injured by police. We have also 100 citizens arrested by police during the demonstration. What police are doing now is use a red ballot against citizens, is to use tear gas against citizens. So the scenario of human rights is very bad in Mozambique. And if we consider a scenario of a civil war, it means that the scenario of human rights is going to deteriorate here in Mozambique.
What about the supply of things like food when, you know, obviously your borders now, most are shut. We can't bring in food as from the South African side of the border. How is that, in a way, I'm not sure if it has been disrupted completely, but is there a sense that supply of food has been disrupted on your side?
Yes, things are going to come bad. Remember, this is not the first time that the protester block Ressano Garcia border. They did it, I think, 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. And in some provinces of north of Mozambique, we feel that people was they were saying that they don't have potatoes, that they don't have tomatoes because part of those products are coming from South Africa, exactly from Ressano Garcia border. Even here in Mozambique, we have the main market here in Mozambique called Zimbetu, or the prices become to increase because of the block of the border. So it, now that the South African's authority decided to block Lebombo border, it can affect it will affect the Mozambicans in terms of foods and another primary things that they are necessary for us to survive. Unfortunately, because of the government, Frelimo, that is the government of Mozambique, didn't create conditions. We don't have agriculture that can provide things like potatoes and tomato, because we depend on the supply of South African of South Africa. So the close of Lebombo border don't will affect the Mozambicans.
Well, you're in our thoughts. Thank you very
But
much for your
also, what we think that can be good is that maybe can be used as a way to how can I say, to press the Mozambican authorities to start a dialogue with Venancio Mondlane and all the society, because the depression at the end of the day will be for the government, will be for Frelimo ruling party as a part that is ruling. So when people see that they don't have food, they will protest and protest more. And I think this can be a way that can pressure the government to understand that now is the time to have a dialogue, and we believe that dialogue, the dialogue is the only way we have now to solve the problems.
Appreciate
So
your
I can
time.
I,
Yeah. Appreciate your time. And thank you so much for giving us such insights, a democracy and human rights officer at the Center for Democracy in Mozambique, Andrea Mulungu.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.